Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting edition of Saturday AM Live. I know we've got some newcomers based on the emails that I receive from folks asking me and requesting me to add people in their organization to my database, which I so appreciate every week, just to be able to connect with you guys on a weekly basis and drop you something that I thought was inspirational to me or a thought, and then let you know who's going to be on the call. So on that note, welcome if you've never joined before, and those of you who are regulars, welcome back again. And today is one of those calls that we do several times a year. And basically, the premise is this. The call is all about you. The call is all about you anyways, but sometimes, most of the time, we have a featured guest, i.e., like we had last Saturday with NECN's Vice President, Jonathan Hallstrom, which if you missed that interview, I would recommend not only listening to it, but also when your NECN Living Well magazine or the NECN Family magazine arrives in the mail, most of us have received it, but on page 23 is a great overview, a great little short article featuring Jonathan and a little bit about his background and whatnot. But if you missed the call last week, you can catch the recording. But today we don't have a guest. Our guests are you, the wellness consultants, and I've lined up several of you, I should say I've asked several of you, to share your story of what the NECN Solutions have done for you. And I think we need to understand that, I guess, in a conversation with Mac and Pat McTerry, our current Wellness Consultants of the Year. They've actually earned the position twice now in the last 2 years. Pat said something, and it really struck me right to my core, in that NECN doesn't make products, they don't make technologies, they don't ship them out to us. They ship and they manufacture and they develop solutions that are found in nature that we get to use every single day to allow our bodies to function better. And then on top of that, they offer solutions in the financial realm. So we've got the best of both worlds, and then it also overflows into our family, our society, our mind. It affects all five pillars of our lifestyle on a regular basis. But the real key, and most people, about 99% of us, are introduced to NECN because of these product solutions, because we had an ache or a bump or a bruise or something, sometimes more severe, and you're going to hear that this morning, and those solutions have provided the answer for us. Now, in no way, and I'm going to state this right up front, do we ever make any medical claims that these NECN solutions are going to do the same thing for somebody else as they did for us. We never do that. We simply say, well, I don't know. It did for me. I remember that 19 years ago, here in a few days will be the exact anniversary date, but 19 years ago, my mom asked Ruth Williams, who Dennis and Ruth Williams are my parents' sponsors in NECN. She simply said, would that help? She pointed to the insoles. Would that help? And my mom listed a kind of a short myriad of things that she was dealing with. And Ruth looked at her and said, I don't know, it might. And that's really kind of the format that we've attempted to use over the years. Sometimes we're a little stronger and say, you got to check this out because this is what it did for me. And however, saying that, at the same time, we need to be cautious and let people know that just because, drinking water affects me this way doesn't mean it's going to affect everybody that way. Some people will, drink less. Some people will drink twice that amount. Every single person's body is completely different. Nobody else shares our fingerprint, so we got to keep that unique factor on. So all that being said, I've asked, like I said, a whole slew of people to jump on the call with me, and the way this works simply is you hit, when you're connected into the line like you are now, just hit *6 on your phone if you're one of these people, and let me just run down the list real quick. Dorothy Twine, Angelique Edelin, Paul Briggs and Dave Hahn, let's see, Carol Guth, Barb Satterwhite, I'm trying to think who else I'd, let's just start there. So if you're one of those names I just called off and you can hit *6 on your phone, that'll put you in live with me, and then we'll kind of be in that pecking order and go from there. So, Dorothy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you doing on this beautiful, beautiful Northwest sunny day?
Oh, it is gorgeous. I'm doing wonderful.
And for those of you who don't know Dorothy, she hails from the Seattle area, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because I don't want to lump you into Seattle if you're from Tacoma, because, you know, those Seattle people take offense to that much light.
Oh, well, I'm kind of in between, so yeah. I can cover both.
Okay. Much like if you said, you know, drinking coffee in Seattle is, you know, similar to going to Tim Hortons in Canada or Dunkin' Donuts on the East Coast. No.
Right.
People only drink one type of coffee in Seattle, and we don't need to do any more advertising for that. So, Dorothy, you go way back with Nikin, several years. And I remember when I was new in Nikin, hearing an audio cassette. That's how far back we go. Some of us don't even know what one of those looks like. But it was labeled the Dorothy Twine Story. And so for those of us who have never heard, and I know it's hard to do a nutshell version because your life prior to Nikin was pretty bad. And,
yeah, it was.
So tell us what life was like before for you, and then what happened.
Okay, 13 years ago, I was introduced to Nikin after spending, I had spent many years of one condition that continued to cause problems, where I'd had multiple surgeries. I was in a wheelchair for 6 years. I was told pretty much to get everything in order because I've got 7 autoimmune conditions. I've had, as a total of now, I've had 18 major surgeries. Had kidney failures, blood transfusions, couldn't hold a pen to my hand because my fingers were so crooked. I couldn't hold anything. I couldn't open a cab, couldn't open a door. I wasn't able to even have long hair, which, Vance, you know that my hair now is clear down the middle of my back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, at the time I had to have real short hair because I couldn't put my arms up to fix my hair. I have an eye condition that a lot of people develop when they get older, but mine's hereditary, and you lose the peripheral of vision, after a while you'll go blind. I have 6 brothers and the mother who all have it, and every single one of them have lost their eyesight.
Okay.
I was told back in 2000 that I was going to lose my eyesight in 2 years, and I still see.
I'm curious, Dorothy, and I don't want to rush you because I know that in what you just said right there, that produces a wow factor of going, holy smokes, you were dealing with a lot of stuff.
Right.
And did someone see that you were dealing with a lot of stuff, or were you searching out when Nikin entered the picture?
Well, no, I had pretty much given up because they kept me pretty well drugged up.
Okay.
I was on a lot of steroids and different types of medication. My husband worked with a man who actually, Karen Trubenbach, had sponsored his mother-in-law, who had sponsored him, and he was getting laid off from Boeing, and the couple days before he was leaving, he had told my husband about, he says, I think I have something that might help your wife. My husband was all open to hear anything, but I was not. He told me, he says, look, you know, let's go to this wellness preview, which I had no idea what he was talking about, and I really didn't want to go, but he said, look, it's only for a little bit. I'll put you in the wheelchair. We'll go in. We'll stay at the back of the room. Wrong. He takes me in. He puts me in almost the front of the room. And then on top of that, Karen comes over and asks me if there's any part of my body that's hurting. Now, I have to tell you, before I would go anywhere, I used to have to pop a lot of pills just to be able to sit there. But at the time, when she asked me, do you hurt anywhere, I thought, not everything hurts. Even my hair, I think, hurts.
Wow.
But I said, if I have to point out one thing, I'll say my heel feels like someone's just got a nail going right up the heel. So she took inserts, the mag steps, and she put them between the peg of the wheelchair and my tennis shoe, and I thought, yeah, that's really going to do something, right? She stuck them under there, and within not even 5 minutes, I whispered to my husband, you know what, I think these things are working, but you know what, I also think it's going to cost a lot of money, so let's get out of here. Right away, this is over, let's go. And I said, if you have to, burn rubber in this wheelchair. So we took off, and Gary talked to Karen, and Karen says, look, I saw that look on her face. I know something happened. So he talked to Russ, and he said, well, bring her to my home on a weekend, and we'll do an in-home presentation so she can actually experience all the products, because she really wasn't going to listen there. And literally, he took me screaming and hollering at him, and probably not such nice names, because I didn't want to go. And we got to the house, and the first thing I saw was, okay, this is a tri-level house. It's got stairs up, stairs down. There's no way. Okay, I can't go, but Gary saw us drive up. And between he and Russ, they both took me upstairs. Now, I have to tell you, at the time, I weighed 270 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm a normal 135 to 140-pound person. But with steroids, they literally pack the pounds on you. Then when you don't walk for 6 years... So I was humiliated, first
sure.
of all.
Sure.
So they took me in, and at the time, we didn't have the water, I don't believe. No, because this was 99. But they did have these products that were the chair, they had the inserts, they had the far infrared, and they had this travel pad that had the magnets in it. It's a little different than the one we have now. And as they kind of demonstrated those things, they kind of would put them on me. And I had made him promise me if he took me, he was only going to keep me there 30 minutes to an hour, no longer. Because I said, only after that time will I have to start taking medication. Once I take the medication, I'm asleep. That's it.
Sure.
Heavy narcotics. So, by the way, I was taking 96 pills a day at the time.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Between all the conditions, I took 96 pills. I carried a bag around, really, literally carried a bag around.
And Dorothy, for the record, so people, you know, the guy is never supposed to ask a gal how much you weigh and what your age is, but when this all started, how young were you?
I was in my 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I told my husband, as we were going along, I didn't realize I was laughing. I was having a good time. I couldn't even remember being like that.
Mm.
And the next thing I know, it's 4 hours later, and I don't feel anything hurting. And I hadn't taken a pill. So I told my husband, I said, you know what? I know we really can't afford anything. And I don't recommend this for everybody because it really isn't the smart thing to do. But I said, we've got a credit card. Let's max it out and get as much as we can of this stuff. And we did that. When this stuff came, my husband put the pad underneath the sheet on my side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, forgot to tell you, I never slept at all. I would probably sleep an hour here, hour there, whatever. And I'd be lucky if I'd get anywhere from 6 to 12 hours a week of real sleep.
Sure.
There's no healing done when that happens. So the first night we put the pad underneath there, I slept all night and I didn't even move. I stayed in the same position I was in. And so after about a week, I realized I was sleeping all night long. But then I said it to my husband, how would I know that I'm not making this work because we spent so much money?
Sure.
You know, maybe that's just a placebo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got up in the middle of the night because they had told me drink as much water as you possibly can, so I was drinking more water, and I got up and went to the restroom. I did not know that during that time, he pulled that pad out from my side of the bed and slid it over to his side. We have a Cal King bed, so I had no absolute idea that that was gone. But I got back in bed, and I didn't go back to sleep. He goes to work. He gets up at 3 and goes to work, and it's about 4:30 in the morning. I know he's at work, and I'm still awake. I'm absolutely furious because I can't go back to sleep, but I didn't say anything. So about noon, he's getting ready to get, not too long before he's going to come home, he calls me, he says, how are you doing? And I said, I told you that was junk. I told you it was all my placebo. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, well, I haven't slept all night long. I woke up, I went to the restroom about 2 o'clock, and I haven't gone back to sleep all night. That was all placebo. And he said, you proved to yourself. And I said, how? He said, roll over to my side of the bed. You might want to go to lay there and go to sleep until I come home. And I said, why? And he says, because I moved the pad over there. So I rolled the pad over, rolled over to that side, and sure enough, I went to sleep. When he came home, he says, I thought it's safer to tell you while I'm at work than it was at home because I didn't know if you would kill me or not. But that was proof enough for me.
I'm curious, Dorothy, that was what year? How long ago?
That was in 1999.
Okay, 1999. So you're talking 12 years ago. Much has happened then, and I don't. There's so much I know because, again, dealing when you're consuming 96 pills a day, that just introduces a whole myriad of problems that our bodies were not designed to deal with. But so it sounds like you guys made an investment. You bought the solutions that Niken offers. You know, we didn't have really what we call a wellness home campaign back then. But you made the investment. As you said, you didn't have the water. And I know, like any good wellness consultant, over the years, as Niken's introduced new solutions, we just simply add them to it, and our wellness gets better. Bring us up to speed on what life is like today for you, because you're now in your 60s. You're a grandma or great-grandma? I can't remember.
I am on the way to being a great-grandmother.
Okay. And when we connected 2 weeks ago, you look like just any normal person, excited about the sun finally shining in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And just excited about life. And I would never imagine that you could be 270 pounds, for one, that you could be taking that much medication. You know, surgeries, the wheelchair, all this other stuff that you just talked about. What's happened since then for you? What has life been like?
Well, life has been absolutely wonderful to me. I no longer use the wheelchair, obviously. I went from 4 wheels to a 2-wheel. We rode a Harley-Davidson motorcycle over on that ferry and over to the expo. Which is something that we had put our bike away, never thought we would ever be back on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a problem from the steroids, which people don't realize that side effects of those is that it develops scoliosis in the spine, and I'm not supposed to be able to ride a motorcycle.
Mm.
But obviously I do. It
sure
gives me a quality of life that allows me to do things that otherwise I would not be able to do. I drink the best water. I smell the best air. I'm not on those medications, I can tell you that now. The steroids are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes have stabilized. It's hard for me to say. Well, the other thing that I have to tell you is I did go through about 3 years of downtime because another side effect of some of the medication that I take at the time, didn't realize what it was doing to the stomach. It totally tore and ate away, actually, the esophagus. So they had rebuilt me an esophagus, which totally reopened and ripped. So they had to do a surgery where they pretty much opened me all the way up from the front. So I had 3 years of recovery from that. During that, they had put me on like 100 milligrams of prednisone and at a time. And so what happened with me, I started to float back up, and I was getting to the point where I couldn't get around. And I said, oh, man, this medicine's getting to me. And they said, we've got to get you off from it. And I said, well, as soon as I can get off, I want off.
Mm-hmm.
Got off from it, and it only took me, after I got off from it, it's only taken me about 3-4 months, and I am where you see me now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back.
Sure.
And
yeah.
I didn't, but the point I was trying to get is during those 3 years, I never, never missed a paycheck.
You know, and that's the other
day
side of the story that I remember you sharing 2 weeks ago up at Dennis Roos' house, that I think we often forget the beautifulness of, beautifulness, that's not really a word, sorry, but the beauty that Nikan provides, and referring back to the current Living Well magazine, great article in there about the power of autoship, and once you're on it and once you start taking advantage of what Nikan's given us in these consumable products, on page 10 in the magazine, and you guys, if you haven't received it, you'll get it, and read it from cover to cover. I sat down last night and just was blown away by what's in there, and we're going to hear more from this gal for sure, but Kimberly Dunn, who is a nutritional microscopist, and the value of what we have. And in order to get a paycheck, as you said, Dorothy, I never missed a paycheck, you got to get on autoship. I mean, it's just kind of a no-brainer. If you're going to spend, you know, the $100 to get it, and sure, you get a check, you know, get on autoship so you can get the best, you know, price. And because these products are second to none when it comes to nutritional products. And that's the beauty of it. And
yeah.
I would imagine that heavy dosage of medication, as you said, it destroyed your esophagus, that what Nikan has offered with the nutritionals has helped rebuild that.
Yeah, I don't, in fact, that's how I was able to get off everything. And I have to admit that at one point I even did another little, I'm very bad about doing placebo on myself, very bad. I made a mistake of letting my, not having the women's multivitamin in there, the pack, just the women's vitamin
sure.
was missing, because I take the lactoferrin, I definitely take the joint, lactoferrin, the bone dense, obviously I need that, I need the calcium, and I need the, everything to get the nutrition into me, and for 1 month, I had overshot my autoship by not, I had mistakenly dropped it off because instead of adding two, I sold one bottle for somebody. I'm one of those people who, that if someone's without something or needs something, I'm very quick at saying, well, here, take mine, I'll get some more. But it ran out, and so I thought, oh, gee, I have to have some vitamins, something. I made a mistake of going down to my local Costco, and I tried those vitamins. I had absolutely zero energy. And I thought, why am I so tired? And I thought, these vitamins are not doing a thing for me.
Sure.
So I overnighted those vitamins to me. And yes, the auto ship is where my checks kept coming from. I had other sales too. I mean, we had to have additions put onto the house, and while there were construction workers here, you know, nobody comes in this house and leaves empty-handed. They're going to
sure.
find something.
Dorothy, I just to kind of tie a bow, because I know there's other people that want to share. What was, out of curiosity, what over this 12, 13-year period that you and Russ have been wellness consultants, what's the highest check that you've ever earned from Nikan?
$5,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I ask that because I want folks to understand that just because, as they say in the South, and many people have said, heard me share this before, that you were a mess, okay, physically. I mean, your
mm-hmm.
body was toast. But just because that happened is not why you've enjoyed the finances, the healthy finances from Nikan, or checks of, you know, as large as $5,000 in 1 month. It's simply that you were passionate about sharing these solutions and what happened for you. And I think that's so much of the key. So, Dorothy, thank you for sharing. And
You're welcome.
I don't mean to cut you off, because I know there's so much more you can share. And then what we'll do is we'll have you back, because I know there's so many other things that we've left out, but just for the sake of others that I know that I've asked to share, I don't want to shove them off and, you know, for a later date. So look forward to seeing you in a couple months' time. And thank you again for getting up early on a Saturday morning and sharing with us.
Well, you're welcome.
Next, I want to pop from Seattle, Washington area, all the way clear across the country to Melbourne Beach, Florida, where it's a little bit wet, a little wetter than normal due to a little or an angry gal named Irene. Angelique, are you on the line?
Yes, Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Angelique and I were chatting the other day, and she got so excited as we were talking, and I was trying to get into the bank while Addie was running around at my feet, distracting all the customers. Angelique made the, she asked me the question. She said, "Vance, can I share with you some stories?" I said, "Absolutely." Well, not even 30 seconds into some of these stories, I said, "Angelique, you got to share some of these with the rest of the group." So, Angelique, share with us what's happened recently with some of the people that you've introduced Sneak into.
Well, Vance, we have a weekly vital wellness 101 at my house, or at my sponsor's house, Jerry's, and we were happening to be at my house that day, and one of the ladies that has been in Ecam for a while, she brought her friend, and we met, and then as we were starting, she was telling us that she had this burning pain in her feet. And so I just hopped up and got some insoles and put them under her feet, and I put and asked her which foot hurt worse, and she showed me, and I put the power band on that one. And so we just continued on, and a few minutes later, she said, "I need to interrupt." And we said, "Okay, okay." And she says, "I just have to share with you that my foot is not burning anymore." Hmm. And I don't know how many minutes that was, but all I know was that was exciting and that was really cool.
And you said you put a power band on?
Around her ankle.
Around her ankle, okay. And that's normally we use those around our wrist, or we wear it as a necklace around our neck. But I suppose as an ankle, what do you call that? Not an anklet, but I guess you'd call it. What do you call them? The bracelets they put that women wear around their ankles.
I don't know, but what I did was I took the necklace and I kind of just wrapped it around twice.
Okay.
And then fasten it, and because I just figured it was mostly in her heel where this pain was, and I don't know what the condition was. I just know she said it was burning. And so I just figured if you put something above it and you put something below it, something's going to happen.
Now, again, I need to remind everybody that just because that happened that quickly doesn't mean it's going to happen for everybody, but what have you got to lose? And I think that's the question that we often forget to ask people, someone like Dorothy, whose life is just, 18 major surgeries, but what have you got to lose? Why don't we just try something? In that spirit, Angelique, I think it raises the optimism level amongst people. It kind of gives them that pep of, or that response of, why not? Well, let's give it a shot,
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and you've had other, I know you've had many, many other experiences in your own family, but there was another one that you told me about that was quite profound. And I'm hoping you remember what it is.
You know what, Vance? I don't remember. I don't remember.
Okay, well, it's all right. I know there was...
But I do have another quick little thing to share was, we were doing a muscle test. This was just a few days ago. We were doing, the muscle testing with the insoles, and we were doing the balance test and the strength test. And the lady says, well, how do I know that you're pushing the same each time? And so Jerry went and got this bar that has numbers on it. I don't even know what it's called, but you pull it apart and there's numbers on it, so you can actually measure how far you're pulling it apart.
Like a fish scale or a scale that you'd use to measure weight. A hanging scale. Sure, okay.
Right. So the first time she pulled it on, not the insoles, it was a 90. And then when she stood on the insoles and she pulled it again, it was 100.
Hmm.
And so, that's a 10%, a 10-point increase in her strength.
Sure.
And so I thought that, that's pretty cool because, people do question whether when you're doing that test, are you doing exactly the same?
Right. And, Angelique, you had an interesting scenario happen with your son, your youngest, who you thought fell and broke his arm the other day.
He fell on the shower. He fell part out of the shower and part in the shower.
And Angelique, for those of you who've never heard her share her story, which has been months ago, but Ben is autistic, and so there's a whole fund element in their house on a regular basis. However, you've had him on the osteodense for quite some time, and a fall of that magnitude could definitely break an arm or sprain an arm, but that was not the case.
Exactly. He's been on osteodense since June of 2009.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And,
2 years now, then.
Right. And there's just been lots of wonderful things that have happened from that. And, you know, you would think, you know, you hear the osteodense is for the bones. Well, your bones do a lot more than just keep you upright. And, but, you know, like he, I mean, he had bruises on his calf, on his, the side of his, the upper side, and the back of his arm. And at first he reached for his arm like he did when he broke it a few years ago. And I thought, oh no, please tell me that didn't break. And, of course, you know, it was hurting because it, you know, was a big fall and he hit his head as well. And, after he got up and, you know, the pain stopped throbbing, he wasn't, you know, touching his arm anymore, and, you know, you could tell it wasn't deformed in any way, so I wasn't really worried about it. So he's okay now, and the bruises are almost gone now.
Okay.
And my daughter had a major fall, too. She was helping these horses get out of the back of a trailer. Well, somehow the horse slid when it was coming out of the ramp. And the guy that was standing in front of her was a fairly large guy. I mean, I don't know exactly how large, but fairly large. And my daughter's just a little over 100 pounds. And so when he fell, you know, kind of back on her, and her elbow hit the pavement. And, you know, it was hurting and swollen and throbbing. And so, I mean, we basically put the Farm-For-Rent on it. I put the Kinko light on it. I put the Power Mag on it, had her take the osteodent, and by that evening, her pain had went from a 10 to a 6, and by the next morning, she said it was, you know, it was just barely, she could feel a little bit of a pain. So when I took her to get the x-ray on Monday, you know, I didn't see any crack or break. And but I took her to the, I forgot what those bone people are called now.
Yeah.
I took her to the doctor, and he came. He had already looked at her x-ray before he came in the office and said, well, it's not broken. She just has a little bit of a blood pool right here on her elbow because she couldn't bend her elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed her basically how to bend her elbow by herself, and she did it a few times, and, you know, once the bruising went and the blood pool went away, she was perfectly fine. And she as well is on the osteodent as well. So, you know.
And again, I want to remind folks that for both Lizzie and Ben, who have had just in the last couple years now a wonderful, wonderful turnaround in their life, and I know it's impacted your whole entire family as a result for what you guys have been able to enjoy, Lizzie dealing with the learning disabilities and then Ben with the autism, but, you know, when people spend time with your kids, it's almost like I foresee you having to tell them that they've been diagnosed, if they've been put in this category, because for all intents and purposes, nobody would ever even know. I mean, and that's been truly, I know it's been wonderful for you guys because you and I talk on a regular basis about this, but it's great, you know, and why
right.
not? You know, why not? Let's just give it a shot. And that's, I think, is a great reminder for all of us that when you have these solutions in your home and when you have them on hand to use them, why not? Just go for it. And when it
mm-hmm.
comes to the nutritional opportunities that we have, just why not? Give it a shot. And it's not going to hurt, especially when it comes to bone development, because our culture, there's just too much stuff going the other direction. As a dear friend shared with me a couple weeks ago, she read an article years ago, and this is what convinced her to quit drinking pop, was that one pop a day, a 12-ounce can a day in women, just one a day, by the end of a year, the bone density will be reduced by 10%. And, that's why you've got a lot of teenagers and younger women in their 20s that are dealing with major bone issues that they should not be dealing with, is because of that consumption. So, anyways, I'm not going to get on that soapbox, but Angelique, thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
Did you want me to share that other thing that we were talking about with the water bottles?
Did you? Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I'm looking at the time going, I don't know if I'm going to get to both Paul and Barb, but we will. We're going to squeeze them in. But, yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Okay, so we got our water bottles in the first week of July, and I did read the directions, but then I decided to do my own thing. And so I just wanted to share with everybody out there that what I've been doing was unscrewing the filter from the cap and taking that little white fuzzy thing that's down in the very top part, taking that out, and then screwing the filter back on. And then when I fill it up with the water, I get a clear glass, and I squeeze the water out into the glass. And I've just found that the magic number of 7 times basically gets all the charcoal out and some of the larger particles that comes out when you clear the filter. And then after the 7th time, when the water is completely clear, I put the little fuzzy thing right back in the top and screw it back on. And I haven't had any problems with the odor or the taste initially from doing this practice.
So if Angelique went through that too fast for you, because she had to do it with me a couple times, basically, there's a little piece of foam or a fuzzy mesh that's between the filter when you unscrew it and the lid, the cap of the bottle. And so when you unscrew that filter, take that little piece of mesh out, screw the filter back on, and then flush your bottle. And whether you do it 7 times, as the magic Angelique number, or you do it 2 or 3 or 4, whatever, it's whatever you want to do, that allows the carbon dust, the other particulates that may have shifted around inside the filter during shipping and manufacturing, that allows them to penetrate out, so that during that first few bottle consumption, you're not going to taste the particular flavor, or that you won't have the odor that comes from a carbon block filter. And many people have said, well, it tastes just kind of funky. And at first we were thinking, well, maybe that's the high alkaline water. Well, what Angelique has discovered, and if you'll do this, you'll see. Again, it's a good idea. Just go ahead and unscrew your filter so you have an idea. That way when you order the next one, or when you introduce another friend to one, that you can say, hey, I heard that this, let me show you. And it's simple, simple remedy to alleviate that scenario. So, Angelique, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Thank you for remembering to share that. So I want to bounce right up to Indianapolis, Indiana. Paul Briggs, I believe you're on the line.
Well, hello, Vance. Good morning.
Good morning. And you've got with you, was Dave Hahn able to jump on the call?
Well, you know, he sends his regards. He had something else come up, but he told me a couple of stories that he wanted to share, and I'll be happy to do that.
We are all ears, so fire away.
Okay. Well, he has someone who just became a new wellness consultant, and she's a reflexologist. She sees people during the day, and that's what she's doing right now. But she was so excited with the light, the Kinko light. She has a grandson that just is very, very, very active, and she would desire him not to be on medication to control this activity, but she found out that just exposing him to the Kinko light for an hour will calm him down for 4 hours.
Wow.
And I got a call from Dave Hahn just saying, have you ever heard of that before? And I said, well, you know, I really haven't, but it doesn't surprise me, as you know very well, that we hear a lot of good things that we maybe not expect, but find out pretty exciting.
That's incredible. I'm thinking maybe we should do that with Addie, you know, our 18-month-old, because she constantly is in motion. But we actually enjoy it. It's pure entertainment for us. But for a grandson, and I think you mentioned this grandson, 9, 10, 11 or so, I can't remember the age.
Well, you know what? I didn't get the age either, but I think under 12. And it's just, it's been amazing. It really changed his life for that week. She had the light. I'm suspecting that. No, she did. She got an environment pack.
Okay.
And so now she has two of those lights available, and we'll keep track of what's going on. But she also, in one of her clients, has a situation where she has tremors, and constant tremors, and she said this person has Parkinson's, so I'm not a doctor qualified to diagnose or anything like that, but she just felt like she would like to try this person under the light also, and found out that just an hour exposure to the light with that person, and all of the tremors stopped for 2 hours. And it's repetitive, and it's quite exciting that way, too. So those were some really neat things that happened here in the last month. And then because of that, people are getting the word, and they're getting the confidence to actually try these NECAN solutions, which I'm so glad that you're talking about, because that's really what NECAN is doing, is providing solutions. And it's my opinion that we here in America, for the most part, are going a wrong direction quickly. And, I hate to hear someone 96 pills. Mm-hmm. You have to be kidding. It doesn't take you don't have to be older than a sixth grader to figure, or should I say, smarter than a fifth grader to figure out that is not good for you.
Right.
And so, love compels us to tell people and to overcome our fears in talking with others, saying, we do have solutions, they do work, and you just have to try them and use them. And so that's what I do daily. I love NECAN technology. I use it every day. I'm thrilled. I'm just honored. I'm grateful to get to do that, because it keeps me from getting sick. And I'm a 51-year-old now and on zero medication, and I plan on keeping it that way for a long time.
And, Paul, I know you're not implying that Dorothy is not as smart as a fifth grader when she was on 96 pills a day.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I think Dorothy is absolutely spectacular, and she is very, very smart. But, there's a lot of people that just say, well, let's just keep doing more and more and try more and more and more, and it keeps getting the wrong direction. And, our professionals have to stop. They have to stop and think. I was at a cross country meet here, and a close friend of ours' son just collapsed on the course. And instead of really calming and reassuring the person, it was, let's turn this into a medical story. Let's turn this into a major medical progress or process. And, do all these little tricks. How about just comfort and calm and take care of the basics, water? And all of a sudden, now, care for the person, calm, reassure, and the recovery is much better. So a lot of stress there, if you couldn't tell, and he is getting better, thank the Lord, and thank NECAN, because we got the NECAN water bottle in there and started getting him hydrated, and yes, he is doing much better. I'm pretty excited right now about NECAN.
just a little jacked up, I think. Well, and the thing is that we often forget that something as simple as a water bottle, if you've got it with you on the go, it is a great remedy for so many different things. But just keeping ourselves hydrated allows the body to work. And if you want to do the math, I've been sharing this with a lot of people lately, and it really is quite compelling that 32 equivalents of high alkaline water to balance out or to neutralize a 12-ounce can of soda, Coke, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, it doesn't matter. If it's a carbonated beverage in a 12-ounce can, you need 32 equivalents of that, of high alkaline water, which is coming out of the water bottle. That's what is naturally produced, to neutralize that and get your body back to a pH of 7 where it needs to be. Well, here's the so what. Multiply 32 times 12. That's 384 ounces. Now divide 384 ounces by 128. That's how many ounces are in a gallon. That's 3 gallons of water needs to be consumed of high alkaline water for every can of pop. Show me somebody who can do that, for one. And then number two, who is willing to do that? And there's nobody that I've ever met. I've had some guys at the fire department who are tough guys say, oh, I can do that. I could drink 3 gallons of water. And I said, you're lying right through your teeth. Your bladder will explode. you won't be able to get within, you know, further than 5 feet from a restroom, else you're going to be wetting yourself. And I said, you're just lying. Don't even start with me. And I said, wouldn't it make more sense just to not put the bad stuff in? And that's what it goes back to, again, even with Dorothy, is, well, doesn't it make more sense? As a new friend shared with me a few months ago, we call this common sense medicine. Doesn't it make more sense to give nature a try, to offer the solutions that are found in nature, offer them a chance first, a fighting chance? And, Paul, I don't want to finish with you and go right to someone else, but I don't have a choice for the sake of time. So thank you for sharing. And Barb Satterwhite, I know you're on the line. Hopefully you're still on the line from Richmond, Virginia, and hopefully you're staying dry, right?
Can you hear me?
I can. We can. Thank you. And we're going to, weather-wise, you're still somewhat dry in Richmond, right?
No. Irene hit Nag's Head an hour ago. And we're getting rain now, not a lot of wind yet, but no, it's not dry.
I didn't mean that to be too sarcastic, but I kind of knew. I went through the worst hurricane recorded winds in the Western Hemisphere since 1900, and that was Hurricane Gilbert that hit the Caribbean back in 1988, and I was living in Jamaica at that time. 185 mile an hour winds recorded. That was the highest from what I've read in some of the articles. But so not to discount what you guys are experiencing, because we're praying for everybody on the East Coast. I know those of us here on the West Coast. But you've had some wonderful experiences with Nikan Solutions. Real quick, with one of the doctors that you've introduced recently. Dr. Chris, and I know she can't be on the line with us, but share with us what's happened.
I'd love to. Dr. Chris actually is at the Nag's Head Hospital as we speak, so she had to stay there, couldn't evacuate because of her role, obviously. Mm-hmm. I met her in May, and the big story she has, she's got several, but she and her husband were in a motorcycle accident 2 weeks before I met her, and her husband had a huge, huge hematoma. His whole thigh was like a rock and black. And she brought him by the cottage, actually, at 6 o'clock that night after I'd met her in the morning. And we just spun the Pulmag for 30 minutes, and he was on a cane, and because it was hurting so bad, a lot of ankle injuries. But she was blown away. She was just telling me this morning that complete hematoma completely resolved with just that one 30-minute power mag application. And she was totally blown away with it. And then, of course, putting power patches on his ankles, he was off the cane in a day or two, and that was the biggest aha for her. But she had residual neck and shoulder injuries. When I met her, I was walking my dog, and I just had her come back, put the power bands on, neck and bracelet, and when she came back, most all of that had resolved, and she says with the power patches, she's able to take care of that all the time now. And the biggest thing just happened, I just talked to her Tuesday night because we were down there boarding up, and she has IBS and had gotten her day energy pack and started on her Siaga and Jade Greens, probably at most been on it 2 weeks. And she says she's already seen some changes with that, and she's got more energy, well-being. She's totally blown away with these wonderful solutions.
and for people who don't know, because I for years was medically inept at all these different names that the medical community puts on things, and Barb, you as a nurse know what IBS is, irritable bowel syndrome, and it just the digestive issues are not working properly. And something, for example, the Jade Green Zymes, the barley, because number one, it's organic, but number two, it's something that's not in our food today, and it's such a kind of a coverall or a wonderful nutritional product to help the body heal. I mean, wheatgrass is another thing. However, Nikan doesn't market wheatgrass to us, but utilizing the Jade Green Zymes is a wonderful, wonderful solution to cover a multitude of sins, so to speak. And I know that IBS is one that we seem to have a really good reaction on a regular basis. And you said, so for Dr. Chris, it was a week and a half or a couple weeks?
At the most.
Okay.
at the most. And then she's ordered the lactoferrin now and the bone health pack, but doesn't have that. And she's already seen the difference with just the Jades and the Siaga.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that the stress of her occupation helps contribute to some of the things that she deals with, especially with the IBS. And,
Sure.
You know, so having the Jades either in the jar or the packet, which is what comes in the Vital Day Pack, is a wonderful kind of the first aid kit, so to speak. So, well, Barb, thank you. And I apologize that we didn't allow you to get more time in here, but I think that sums up. There's a really good roundabout summary of what I wanted to just share with people this morning. And I know there's a lot of other people that are chomping at the bit and they're saying, Vance, we just do another call. And I will. In a few weeks' time, we'll do another one. And I'll line up a few people, or I'll line up a couple people. How's that? And then more of you can share what you're experiencing. I want to remind folks, all of us, don't miss out the opportunity that we have to introduce Vital Wellness to people and just ask the question, what have you got to lose? What's it going to hurt? You know, referring back to somebody like Dorothy Twine saying, you know, I heard a gal that was on 96 pills a day. And that question was asked of her, you know, just try it. Let's see what happens. It can't hurt. And none of Neekin's solutions will ever hurt. They're only going to help. So remember that, and then also at the same time, take advantage of the free points, you know, the extra points that are associated with the packs, whether it's the Vital Day Pack, the Vital Environmental Pack, or the Vital On the Go Pack. Those free points really help us get to and help people get to the commission levels faster, which in turn is going to increase the financial solutions in their lives. Thank you again to Dorothy, to Angelique, to Paul, and to Barb for sharing. And I apologize that I know there were others that were ready to share and ran out of time. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday. And in the meantime, if there's anything I can do on my end to help you, to serve you in any way, shape, or form, please let me know. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.